I love the end of that song. Hey, it's Joe McKenzie.
Yeah, it was crazy.
On radio now, the song of the day winner today is Martin Garrix, Animals.
Joe's busting out like some glow sticks. He's like, yeah! Monday morning!
Woo! Producer Porkchop has got something that he wants to talk about, and I don't actually understand everything about it, but I guess he's looking for an explanation about license plates, or what are you talking about here?
Yeah, so as most of you know, I'm a very detail-oriented person, and I notice things that people usually don't notice. So I've been blessed to live like all around the country. I've lived in California, Oregon, Washington, New Jersey,
San Diego.
Yep, said that. Yep, California. Oh. So and now, you know, I live here, and something that I've only noticed here that I've never noticed anywhere else is that I would say about 5% of the cars I see on the road, their license plates are flapped up.
What do you mean flapped up? What does that mean?
So like now, well, first, if you're listening in Houston, I only see this here in Indianapolis, where like, I don't know, like the sides of the license plates, where you know where the two screws
up
go
top,
in?
Yeah, you mount your license plate on there, yeah.
The left side and the right side are like curved inwards. And I want to know why. Why are they curved inwards? I asked my boyfriend what he thought, and he was like, oh, maybe because people are trying to steal the license plates. And
I'm like, rip it off or something?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, but I literally see it on, like, out of 100 cars, I'll see it on 5.
Well, I don't know about in Indiana, but when I'm from Michigan, that's my home state, and I used to work one of the best jobs ever when I was in radio. I made more at a car wash, but it was working at a car wash. Sometimes, like, the spinny things, the brushes would spin the license plate, but those license plates in Michigan were metal. I forget what type of metal they were, but they were made of that, because I think the ones you're talking about in the state of Indiana, somebody told me they're, like, recycled something. Like, they almost feel like plastic, kind of.
What threw me for a loop, so when I lived on the West Coast, we had, and you, I don't know if you ever did this, but we're supposed to have front license plates as well, like when we lived in Washington. So that was different. And I find moving back, and it's probably prominent in Texas as well and in Indy, the number of vanity plates, like personalized license plate, significantly greater in the Midwest than anywhere else.
Anybody know, though, like what Porkchop's talking about, the actual reason that it bows up? Because I think it's just from car washes. That's my thought.
No, there's no way.
833-563-2539.
I am not going to lie. I'm not following at all what Porkchop is talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did I say it wrong? License plates. You know where the screws are, Liv? The left side and the right side. They're flapped in. Like, why
does
that happen?
It's bending.
You know, for the people like Liv, I actually saw a car on the highway and I took a picture. So, Liv, here, look at the picture.
Okay.
We're getting some DMs that they think Joe is right.
It's basically falling off or flying off.
A DM just came in, Joe. They say you are correct. It's probably because of the car wash.
No,
I would say that could be because of all of the different weather and all of the different seasons.
That's true. I think it's
Indy
weather.
Gets, that could be why people are getting car washes more than people on, you know, in California and stuff like that because of snow.
Good morning, Joe and McKenzie. Who's this?
This is Kent.
Hey, do you have any idea what's going on? Porkchop's calling these the license plate flaps, like how they bend in. Why is this happening?
Yes, Joe, you are correct. It is because of all the all the car washes. I personally have a blacked out cover, not fully blacked out on mine, so my license plate doesn't curve like that. But I go through car washes constantly, and because I have that cover on, mine doesn't flap. But before I had that cover on, they did curl up on both sides.
Okay. And you know what I wonder too? Hey, thank you for the call. Maybe it's the wind. Like, for example, on the highway.
No, there's no way.
I have a confession, you guys. I went through car wash yesterday because I got my new car and I forgot I have a paper plate, like a temporary license plate.
Oh, my gosh.
Not anymore.
But no, it stayed on.
Wow.
When I was watching my rearview camera, I'm like, oh, crap. Because I have this brand new shiny. I want to keep her just looking stunning. So I went through the car wash and I forgot that I could see the paper, like, just like as the car wash is like flailing up and down, but I'm happy to report, made it through.
All right. Well, hey, do you feel like you have an answer now?
No, I still don't believe it.
Okay, but I also think 5 cars out of 100, that is like nothing. That's 5% of cars you see in Indy. That's not a lot of cars.
That's,
so it's
what
very
do you mean?
Believable.
That's a ton.
I mean, 5% of people are probably getting car washes regularly.
But I bet you people, I don't know.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about your Johnson rod and making sure your brake fluid is right. I'm Mackenzie.
It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.